and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us once again for ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a Q&A session about the importance of business process management in ERP implementations. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in ERP benefits. Its realization. Thanks for joining us, Eric. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chris? Thanks for having me.
We're doing great. Good to be talking with you once again. I know time is short and everybody's interested to pick your brain about the subject matter today, so let's get right into it.
Okay. Sounds good.
I got a few questions for you. What would you say is business process management, Eric, and how does it relate to an ERP implementation?
Well, that's a good question, and business process management is one of those terms that a lot of people in the industry use interchangeably with other terms. A lot of system integrators and software companies, more technically focused types of consultants, will refer to it as blueprinting. Some people will refer to it as business process mapping. But essentially, business process management is the whole process of defining end-to-end business processes, re-engineering those processes and optimizing those processes, and then eventually getting to a traditional business blueprint, which is what most software vendors start by doing, which is erroneous, as we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But essentially, it's the whole process of starting with that high-level business process value mapping, leading all the way through reengineering and business process optimization, which will then feed into your business blueprinting, which is the more technical aspects of how the software, how your ERP software would be configured and customized.
Okay. So would you say that every firm implementing an ERP system, do they need to restructure all of their processes?
Yeah, you do. And, the big question becomes how deep do you want to go and how much detail do you want to go into when you're restructuring your processes? And as you're going through your business process management and the whole business process definition side of things, you want to be looking for ways to preserve your core competencies. So you want to detail out your business processes. So you could think of that as kind of your as is, the things that you do well and that you preserve, that things that you do well currently and that you want to preserve in the new system. You would still go through the business process management exercise, but it would be more focused on maintaining what you've got. Now, there's going to be other areas where you have opportunities to improve and automate and streamline some of your business processes, eliminate some of the waste and the non-value-add activities. In those cases, then, you would want to do more of a re-engineering type of business process management where you're focused on retweaking or changing the processes. And a lot of times, companies will fall somewhere in between keeping things the way they are and changing them drastically. A lot of business processes and functions are going to fall somewhere in between. So it's really a matter of understanding, using your as-is as kind of a starting point to look at the high-level value mapping and then diving into those areas where you need to optimize and re-engineer as you start to define those processes.
Right. Okay. So best practices, there's an industry standard in best practices. How useful are those industry standards that are included in the design of the ERP software?
Well, that's a great question. And best practices, industry best practices are one of those terms that are used often. It's one of those buzzwords and sales terms that are used by vendors and system integrators. And best practices can be useful in some cases. They're going to be useful particularly in your back office operations like your HR, your accounting, your finance, anything that's not really a competitive differentiator for your organization, something that's somewhat vanilla and somewhat straightforward, and it's just more of a cost center or something that you kind of have to do to support the business. Mm-hmm. Those are good candidates for industry best practices. Now, where they're less useful, where best practices are going to be less useful for an organization, are when you're looking at your core operations or those areas of competitive advantage. So, for example, a company that's an aerospace and defense company that has a highly complex make-to-order type of product, they may find best practices might be useful for their HR and accounting, but they might find that their whole engineering and product configuration types of business processes are not going to be based on best practices, and they intentionally want to have some processes that are somewhat unique to them because it gives them a unique competitive advantage.
Sure, right. So when does Panorama recommend companies start this restructuring?
Well, that's a good question, and we would, in a perfect world, we would say you would start doing it even before you select your ERP software solution. Now,